Today is day 6 from week chapter 5, Transforming My Experience. Today we're going to take some time to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and we're going to see how God desires, not only how God desires to change the experiences that we have, but how we experience those experiences. Dear God, as we take the next several minutes to look at your word, and as we take some time to look at the example of Paul and his story, we ask that you would speak to us. Again, give us encouragement, challenge us, help us to take the next step forward. Help us in changing and transforming the way we experience life so that it would be the best and the all that you desire it to be. Thanks, God. We ask and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we're going to look again at the idea of transforming our experiences. But specifically, we're going to look at not just changing the experience itself, but changing how we experience our experiences. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, starting with verse 1. Paul's message of wisdom. When I first came to you, my dear brothers and sisters, I didn't use lofty words and impressive wisdom to tell you God's secret plan. For I decided that while I was with you, I would forget everything except Jesus Christ, the one who was crucified. I came to you in weakness, timid and trembling, and my message and my preaching were very plain. Rather than using clever and persuasive speeches, I relied only on the power of the Holy Spirit. I did this so that you would trust not in human wisdom, but in the power of God. Paul's talking to the church at Corinth, and he reminds them of how he started out with them. He says in verse 1, "When I first came to you, dear brothers and sisters, I didn't use lofty words and impressive wisdom to tell you God's secret plan." A lot of times we may feel that we have to have the right words, that we have to use big words and be all impressive as we speak. Paul tells us here we don't have to. God desires to show us the secrets of life. And we don't have to use big words, and we don't have to use all fancy things to explain it. Paul keeps it simple, sweet and simple. Verse 2, "For I decided that while I was with you, I would forget everything except Jesus Christ, the one who was crucified." When we experience life, during the good and during the not so good, we can choose to let everything go. We can choose not to focus on the negative. And we can even choose to put aside the crazy, amazing positives in life. And we can choose to just focus on who Jesus is and what Jesus has for us. Because when we focus on who Jesus is, it reminds us a little better who we are and how much we need Him. Verse 3, "I came to you in weaknesses, timid and trembling." Some of us, we're feeling that way right now. We feel like we don't have anything to offer. We're afraid, we're scared, we're nervous. Similar to Paul, we're not sure where to go, what to do next, and we might be very unsure of our next step. But verse 4, "And my message and my preaching were very plain." Again, we don't have to use big words. We don't have to use huge comments and statements. We can just keep it simple. In talking to people about God and living out life, we don't have to feel like we have to impress anybody. We can just be ourselves. Paul continues, "I relied only on the power of the Holy Spirit. I did this so that you would trust not in human wisdom, but in the power of God." When we fully can take time to put aside some of our smart answers, to put a little more faith and effort and follow through in what God promises and how God will work in our lives, we can see so many more things happen. But the catch is will we do it? Will you take some time to focus on who God is? Allow Him to change your life and to pour into it. But it continues in verse 6. Yet when I am among mature believers, I do speak with words of wisdom, but not the kind of wisdom that belongs to this world or to the rulers of this world who are soon forgotten. No, the wisdom we speak is the mystery of God, His plan that was previously hidden, even though He made it for our ultimate glory before the world began. But the rulers of this world have not understood it. If they had, they would not have crucified our glorious Lord. This is what the scriptures mean when they say, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him. But it was to us that God revealed these things by His Spirit. For His Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secrets. No one can know a person's thoughts except that person's own spirit. And no one can know God's thoughts except God's own spirit. And we have received God's Spirit, not the world's spirit, so that we can know the wonderful things God has freely given us. Sometimes it's really tempting to, as we read things, to be able to quote quotes from famous people. Not to say that those things are bad, but to be able to take time out to really dig deep to what God has to say. Because the truth is that people come and people go. Whether it be people that are big in history, or people that are big locally, they'll come and they'll go. 10 years from now, some of the musicians you listen to won't be that big anymore. Some of the actors and actresses won't be that big anymore. As time goes on, some of them will die off. The truth is, in order for us to move forward, for us to change and transform our experiences, we need to figure out who we need to hang on to and who we need to let go of. In this passage, Paul tells us that he chooses to hang on to Christ alone. As you encounter different things in life, there'll be tons of temptations to focus on other people, other relationships. Take the time to pour into your life, your relationship with God. Let Him fill it. And as He fills your life, He'll give you the words to say. He'll change it up. So all that pressure, it won't really mean that much to you because He'll be carrying the load. Let Him carry the burden for you.